Well, hello, listeners, and welcome back to my podcast. Special shout out and a very warm welcome to my brand new listeners. Today, we are going to talk about everyone's favorite online retailer, or at least the most ubiquitous one, Amazon, and the fact that I think that they are now stocking and selling joy delivered right to our homes. Stay tuned to find out what I mean. This is the Wishing You Well podcast, and I am your host, Maria Patrick. I'm a health coach and a Qigong instructor, and my podcast is a way for us to find health and wellness inspiration in the world around us. And sometimes it is literally right in our hands. So I must begin by telling you that I really enjoy a good commercial. You know what I mean, the kind that are played during the Super Bowl that bring a tear to your eye. Well, this year, Santa brought us one early, one of those tear-jerking Super Bowl-worthy commercials. You may know exactly which one I am talking about. And even if you haven't seen it, I promise you'll feel inspired when I tell you about it. I'm talking about the latest Amazon commercial. It features three older women, lifelong friends apparently, sitting side by side on a park bench, watching with wistful nostalgia as children are sledding down a big hill and having a great time doing so. One of the women goes on Amazon and is able to quickly order and have delivered seat cushions for the sleds. And the next thing you know, she and her friends are sledding down that big hill with the newly purchased seat cushions firmly in place, smiles as wide as the hill on their faces, and all the while they are laughing and giggling and having the time of their lives. The 60-second commercial, which Amazon has titled Joyride, shows the women as they are sledding down the hill, thinking back to their younger days, when they as children did the very same thing together. If watching these women relive such a special memory from their youth isn't enough to tug at your heartstrings, then what's really going to get you is the Beatles song In My Life, which is playing in the background. You know the one. There are places I'll remember, all my life though some have changed, some forever not for better, some have gone and some remain. All these places had their moments, with lovers and friends I can still recall. Some are dead and some are living, in my life I've loved them all. Those words were written by Paul McCartney and John Lennon over 58 years ago, and I'm sure you will agree those lyrics stand the test of time. Each and every time I see the Joyride commercial, I think to myself, Amazon is now selling joy. This is not an endorsement for Amazon. I'm not one of their influencers. I don't sell or promote any products. In fact, I try to do the exact opposite. I think that most times, the very best gifts are the ones which don't cost a lot of money. There's something that are chosen for the recipient that you know that they will love and enjoy, and even something which they can use to improve their health. Lately, I've been sharing holiday gift ideas with my students, and I have suggested things that they themselves or their recipients can use to live a healthier life. My suggestions typically center on self-care and wellness. So for instance, I've recently suggested a healthy hot cocoa alternative, one that doesn't have any sugar and has some superfood ingredients. How about hand weights that are actually bracelets that you can use for strengthening, and a water bottle with markings so that you can easily reach the important goal of staying hydrated. My family motto has long been, everything we need is everything we have, which takes the focus off of the consumerism and brings us right back to focusing on the things we already have and less on the stuff that we have to buy. In the case of Amazon's latest, and in my opinion, their greatest commercial, those women didn't purchase fancy new sleds or a cart full of expensive gear. A simple seat cushion was all they needed to be able to get up off the park bench and back in the game. As I said earlier, Amazon is selling pure joy. We've talked in previous podcast episodes about how we can be our greatest naysayer and critic, talking ourselves out of doing something because we think we can no longer do it. that somehow we've aged out of the joyful living business. In their one-minute ad, Amazon is reminding us that it's never too late to do the things we enjoy doing, that it's especially joyful when we are doing it with a friend or two, and that life is not meant for us to merely sit on the sidelines on the park bench and just watch. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of the holidays, the shopping and the wrapping and the shipping, oh my. The mere act of thinking about doing all of these things can be sucking the joy right out of the holidays for you. I keep hearing more and more people say that the reason Thanksgiving is their favorite holiday is because it's about family and food and not about gift giving. So how can we make sure that we are giving joy this year and receiving joy for that matter? My family decided for the first time ever to do what I think many have done before us, which is to have a secret Santa where each person buys just one gift. Did you know there's even an app to help you make this process happen? We use the app Elfster. It has worked out well for us. No one has had to worry about spending beyond their budget, and we are looking forward to our family celebration, knowing that we can spend more time enjoying each other's company on Christmas instead of opening up gifts for hours. And there will most definitely be less wrapping paper and boxes and ribbons to clean up afterwards. I happen to love the idea of giving someone an experience instead of an item, like treating someone to a cooking, crafting, or yoga class, or an afternoon at the spa, or a hiking trip, or a movie, or a concert. Just like the ladies sledding down the hill, we know that the memories we make today will last for years to come. If you find yourself getting stressed during these next two or so weeks of the holiday season, with the demands of parties and shopping and spending and entertaining, all of which can easily lead to feeling overwhelmed, instead of letting it get the best of you, you can take charge of the season's stressors and try to find as much joy as possible. The experts have tips on how we can do this. Here are a few. Number one, remember the natural universal process known as the law of attraction. What you send out, you get back. So we can choose to allow the outside factors and associated negativity to get to us, or we can remain the best and most positive version of ourselves throughout the season. Number two, stop playing the blame game. It's not the cashier's fault that the jacket you wanted for your brother is out of stock. It's not your mother-in-law's fault that you feel pressured to cook the perfect turkey. We need to take a step back and stop throwing shade and blame. Instead, we can focus on what we can do. We can ask ourselves, how can I take responsibility to make sure that the holiday is happy and peaceful? Number three, turn down the volume on your negative thoughts. Our thoughts are the only things standing in our way most times. They are the biggest blocks. So now is the time to take a look at those thoughts we have on repeat, particularly the negative ones, and make a conscious effort to turn down the volume on the nagging and the negative. Number four, don't take anything personally. Everyone reacts from their own perspective, which is understandable, of course. One of the best things we can do is to remain in our own energy this holiday season and try our best not to take in everyone else's emotions. And of course, do the best we can to practice not taking anything that anyone says or does personally. And lastly, number five, be good to yourself. Take the time to pamper yourself. Do what feels good and what you want to do. Try to take a walk or spend some time alone if that's what you want. Get plenty of rest and nourishment, or do what I do and enjoy the Hallmark holiday movies while you're getting your holiday tasks done. Remember, this is your holiday too, and it's important to be there for yourself just like you are being there for everyone else. So I am choosing to live like the sled-riding, joy-filled ladies in the Amazon commercial, with a cushion to support me and my friends by my side. I'm going to do something before year end that takes me back to a simpler time. that makes me laugh out loud and has me singing in full voice the lyrics of In My Life. I hope you will join me in doing the very same. Thank you for listening in. I am so very grateful for your time and your interest, and as always, I am wishing you well.